fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Today we're talking about a rapidly developing healthcare sector, Allied Health. Australians 195,000 allied health professionals represent more than a quarter of the health workforce and deliver an estimated 200 million health services annually. We're joined by Jenny Campbell from the Department of Health to take us through what allied health is all about. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. Thanks for talking to me today.
Thanks for being with us. And to kick us off, can you tell us about what allied health is and the kind of professions and practitioners the term includes?
Absolutely. Allied health professionals are not a single profession, but a group of many different professions. WA Health employs over 5,500 allied health and health science professions, and there are over 25 different professions in that group. Some of them are the more commonly known professions, such as physiotherapists, occupational therapists and social workers. We also have scientists, such as medical imaging technologists, medical scientists and medical physicists. And we have smaller professional groups such as clinical perfusionists and audiologists.
25 groups and professions, that's a large group to be holding. What role do allied health professionals play in delivering Australian healthcare?
Allied health professionals often work within a multidisciplinary team and they provide different support for different patient needs. If you asked a physiotherapist working in the ED, they might talk about the treatment that they do for a sports injury. If you asked a speech therapist working within the ICU, they might talk about assessment of swallowing disorders. What they have in common is that they're all university qualified health professionals and they have specialised expertise in preventing, diagnosing and treating a range of conditions and illnesses. And their work location is very varied from emergency departments, inpatient settings, outpatients, rehabilitation and to community centres.
Now, Jenny, you've been working as the Chief Allied Health Officer at the Department of Health. Can you talk to us about the work that you've been doing?
Yeah, the Chief Allied Health Officer provides leadership and strategic advice on all issues in relation to allied health and health scientists. I work closely with the Chief Medical Officer, Nursing and Midwifery Officer and the Chief Dental Officer. I have a really wonderful staff of mixed clinical and policy backgrounds who are focused on workforce planning, reform, development and research. And we also have a portfolio focus on key areas of disability and homelessness.
And if you've just joined us, you're listening to RTRFM on this week's Fitter Happier segment, and we're speaking with Jenny Campbell from the Department of Health, telling us all about allied health. Now, yesterday was International Allied Health Professionals Day. How did this day come about, and why is it so important to celebrate the role of allied health professionals?
Allied Health Day was first developed in 2018 by a few therapists in the UK, and they recognise the need to celebrate the value of this collective professional workforce. It is now an international event, celebrating and bringing together the allied health community. It's just a really good opportunity to acknowledge the valuable work these professions do and their very important contribution to the health and well-being of their patients.
Now, I was largely surprised that it encapsulates 25 different professions. That's way more than I was expecting from your general, more common professions in the health service. What are some other misconceptions about allied health and allied health professionals, do you think?
Yeah, definitely the amount of professions, but also just the size of the workforce. It is the second largest health workforce, just behind nursing. Another misconception is probably that they only work in health. Due to the diversity of these professions, they can work across sectors, not just in health, but into disability, aged care, education, justice, and different industries as well.
And before I let you go today, Jenny, I'm sure you're very busy. For more information on allied health, where can someone go and find out more and learn more if they would?
Locally, they can look at the Department of Health website, the West Australian site, but there's also a national professional association, the Allied Health Professions Australia, which which is the peak national organisation for allied health professionals.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Jenny.
Thank you.
Right there, Jenny Campbell from the Department of Health for speaking with us this morning. Big thank you. 195,000 allied health professionals represent more than a quarter of the health workforce in Australia. They're delivering an estimated 200 million health services annually, such a large amount, and they cover more than 25 different professions in that allied health group, which kind of blew me away.